Howdy, folks. A recent survey shows that fair play is something all of us believe in, providing we're holding four aces or better. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and while we try to be entertaining, there's no use denying it. Everybody's got problems. Like, for instance, a big problem is remembering the little woman's birthday. Will you forget it again this year? Have to kick in with an extra present? Besides taking her out for the deluxe dinner at the wimpy Hilton or something? Or maybe you get to thinking about that new house. Is the driveway going to be wide enough, or will she miss the garage anyway? Should you buy your shoes a half size larger, or will they make them too big instead of too small like they are now? Yes, sir, these are real problems. But I happened to glance at one of those etiquette columns in the newspaper the other day, and I found a letter from a lady there who's really got a problem. Not just a little brow wrinkler. She's got a big problem. What this lady wants to know, and don't forget now, it costs 4 cents to mail a letter nowadays. She wants to know this. Should a waffle with butter and syrup be cut with a knife, or may it be cut with the side of the fork? Now, there's a problem. And you can't ask just anybody either, you know. I mean, some folks, you ask them, they'd say, "What's a fork?" But, I'll tell you, I won't keep you in suspense any longer. Emily Post, afraid folks might cut themselves, I guess, she recommends using both a knife and a fork. Well, thank goodness, entertaining today is getting more and more casual, I say. So often, you know, folks just drop in, and you prepare by keeping a stock of things ready to snack and nibble and munch and chew and all. By all means, you keep a supply of delicious double mint chewing gum on hand. Double mint's a friendly little relaxer, you know, and conversation starter that just helps put folks at ease. And another point, everybody likes delicious double mint, whereas, you know, they'll pick and choose and turn down many another treat that's not just to their taste. So always keep a hospitality supply ready. Friendly, delicious double mint chewing gum, yes, sir. Now here's the Hollerin' Quartet. And what are you boys singing today, Jack?
On the Boardwalk at Atlantic City.
Goodbye, little chicks. We are leaving the sticks. We are catching a train at 5:45. And if anyone should drop around, won't you please tell them that we can be found on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City. We will walk in a dream on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City. Life will be peaches and cream. There where the saltwater air brings out a lady's charms. There on a rolling chair, he'll roll right into your arms. Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you've waited for in romantic and chantic Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore. Cinderella, you will find your fella someone that you waited for. In romantic, enchantic Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore.
Thank you, fellows. That is just to my liking there. You know, if there's anything that gets my nanny, it's to be reading something written in the English language, you know, and then all of a sudden, the author goes haywire and he throws in a passel of foreign words. Just like throwing up a roadblock, because I don't know what he's talking about. These foreign phrases are usually in italics, so I just skip over them. But then by the time I jump over to the English words that follow, well, I'm lost. You kind of get a notion that maybe this author, he got hold of a foreign dictionary and he's just showing off, you know. Well, along the same line, there's a word I come across a lot, and until I looked it up, I called it N-U-I, because that's where it's spelled, E-N-N-U-I, N-U-I. But no, it's pronounced ennui. I found that out, ennui. It means boredom. I don't know why the guy doesn't just say it. I mean, now listen, which sounds better? He was overcome by boredom, or he was overcome by N-U-I. I mean, ennui. I don't know. This English language, it's hard enough to master. But when folks throw in a lot of foreign words, boy, sure puts me in a tizzy. Well, Marion Morgan's going to sing now, and I'm going to have another stick of double mint chewing gum myself. I couldn't tell you how many that makes today, because I don't keep count. That's a nice thing, you know, about double mint. Every time you have some more, it just hits the spot right. It's never rich or heavy, so you can just treat yourself as often as you like and always find it welcome. So light, refreshing. Delicious double mint chewing gum. Now, what are you going to sing today, Marion?
The party's over.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be the party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seems to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over.
Nice, Marion. And now it's time for the Buttram bonus.
Buttram
Well, today's bonus is me singing. Some soloists, they sing a cappella. That means without music. The Buttram Symphony Group, they suggested I try it that way, but I don't know. It always seems to me anybody sings a cappella, he's afraid of letting you know whether he's hitting the right notes or not, see? And so the symphony group will accompany me, and the Hallorans will go along for the ride, too. A song by my old fishing buddy, Smiley Burnett. Here we go. My, but the sun is bright. It's nice and warm today, and not a ripple in the little brook. Can't get a fish to bite. They're looking the other way. They're either not so crazy or just too lazy to look. Come a little closer and you'll see. Yes, you shall see.
Catfish, take a look at that worm.
Try a little nibble and you'll be up here with me.
Catfish, take a look at that worm.
Who do you think you are? You're not a trout or fancy bass. The worm knows you're a lowbrow when you're swimming slowly past. Just a little eensy taste, and yes, you shall see.
Catfish, take a look at that worm.
Sneak right up and grab it, and just keep it if you can.
Catfish, take a look at that worm.
Amble up and stab it, and I'll show you to the pan.
Catfish, take a look at that worm.
Why do you stay away so far? Just watch that morsel squirm. I'm serving you the best of bait, the caviar of worms. Make your meal of meat, and you'll be an also swam.
Catfish, take a look at that.
You're not a rainbow.
Catfish, take a look at that.
You're not a bluegill.
Catfish, take a look at that.
It's getting late now.
Catfish, get a load of that worm.
Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. I could have sung all by myself, but I don't know. I always think you might as well do things right when there's no reason not to, don't you? So by all means, you buy double mint chewing gum. You're getting the finest quality there. It gives you full chewing satisfaction, smooth, long-lasting, and good to sink your teeth into, you know? And that double mint flavor, that's the one and only taste of its kind. So delicious, so refreshing. Costs just 5 cents, too, no more. So you buy double mint, delicious double mint. You'll enjoy it so much, believe me. We'll be back tomorrow. I sure hope you'll join us. And until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the fellow who objects to monkeys because they remind him of his in-laws, he's carrying things a little too far, I think. Goodbye now.
Lowell Thomas adds fascinating features to his nightly news on the CBS Radio Network. Kate.